Rav Ari Waxman.
Dear Talmidim and friends, I hope that you and your families are doing well. Although it's an honor to share some Divrei Torah with you regarding the upcoming event of Chag Matan Torateinu in this long-distance fashion, halavai that we will be zocha to see each other on the Regalim, B'Yerushalayim HaBnuya B'Karov. The Gemara in Shabbos teaches us that even though Klal Yisrael were very enthusiastic about accepting the Torah, there was still a large element of coercion involved. Vayisyatzvu betachtis hahar, Amar Rav Avdimi bar Chama bar Chasa, they were literally tachtis hahar. Melamed shakofa hakadosh baruch hu aleihem es hahar kigigis v'amar lehem. Im atem mekablim haTorah, mutav, v'im lav, sham tehei kfuraschem. The obvious question is why, in fact, was this force necessary if Bnei Yisrael were happily accepting the Torah anyway? Tosfos on the spot explains that the club, so to say, that Hashem was holding over them was necessary to prevent cold feet. In the words of Tosfos, Va'af al pi shekvar higdimu nasa l'nishma, shema yu chozrim kishiyiru ha'esh hagdola. Maybe they will change their mind when they see the great fire at Matan Torah. Bnei Yisrael were ready to embrace a new way of life, but the prospect of this bringing closer the end of life could get them nervous. A different approach of the Balid HaTosfos, found on the Pasuk Vayisyatvu Betachti Sahar, and the Pnei Yoshua here in Shabbos, is to draw a distinction between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh, as we find in the Medrash Tanchuma at the beginning of Parshas Noach. According to this understanding, the instant agreement of Klal Yisrael to accept the Torah was regarding Torah Shebiksav. However, regarding the world of intricate details and infinite elaboration of Torah Shebal Peh, Bnei Yisrael were not as enthusiastic. Once we were forced to accept Torah Shebal Peh, we develop a relationship of love with it, as the Beis Halevi explains in Shir HaShirim on the pasuk, Mashcheni acharecha narutza, hevi'ani hamelech chadarav, nagila v'nismecha bach. Narutza? This is when we are running after Hashem. This is for Torah Shebiksav. This is when we said, Nase v'nishma. Afterwards, hevi'ani hamelech chadarav, we were brought in. This is Torah Shebal Peh that we had to be encouraged to accept through Kafa Aleihem Har Kigigus. Here we apply the continuation of the pasuk Nagila Vanismecha Bach. In the words of the Beis Halevi, the Hagam Dahatchala Haya Bekfia Im Koze Anachnu Smechim Baze Ukmoshe Koser VaRambam in Hilchas Gerushin regarding the revelation of the true inner Ratzon. The Maharal takes a different approach to this question, which he elaborates upon in numerous places, one of them being in Or Chodosh Amud Memvav. The Maharal explains that the manner in which Torah is given is reflective of the nature of Torah. Since the world cannot exist without the Torah, expression must be given to the absolute necessity of Bnei Yisrael accepting the Torah. Says the Maharal, V'kevan sha'atorah ba'atzma hechrechi, kach netinat Torah liYisrael behechrach hagamur, she'im ein ha'torah ha'olam chariv. According to the Maharal's understanding, there is no room for a possible misconception that there are two feasible tracks, a world with Torah or a world without Torah. From the start, a statement on the absolute necessity of Torah must be made. Therefore, Kofa Aleihem Hahar. In his Perush Ein Ayah, Rav Kook takes a similar approach with a specific focus on the parameters of free will. Rav Kook explains, it is because of the fact that man possesses the freedom to do whatever he wants to do that man has the ability to develop and refine his ethical and moral character. The root of our worthy accomplishments lies in the fact that we are not simply programmed robots. However, explains Rav Kook, want itself is an intrinsic, inherent part of man's being. Man has no say over its existence. We are not free to want or not to want. Want itself is a given. We are only free to influence want and sway it towards our interest. Rav Kook continues and finds a beautiful connection between this distinction and the manner in which Torah is given to man. If Torah was limited to functioning as a guide to our moral behavior, then it would have been all right for Torah to have been given with complete free will. However, Torah is so much more than that. Torah is the expression of the essence of man. When man distances himself from Torah, he is in reality becoming distant from himself. Therefore, it is only appropriate for Torah to be revealed in its involuntary form, as is the existence of man's will, and not as a matter of choice. May we be zocha to recognize the necessity of Torah, and at the same time, be mekabel Torah, bi'ahava uveratzon, chag sameach.